got Gene Boldick here in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, the game in which Gene and I take a look at all the things that have people upset on social media this week, and we decide, are they things or are they not things?
Well, I'm going to start with something that will surprise you.
Okay.
That I think is not a thing. Even though on social media in the last couple of hours, a lot of my friends at least have been absolutely ripping their hair out, terrified for what this might mean.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh.
Okay, so the notorious RBG has had surgery this morning, I think.
Yes.
For cancerous tumors that were discovered in her lung.
Lung, right.
Now, this is the name of this story is Falling Down Could Save Your Life.
Yes.
Because apparently when she had a fall a couple of weeks ago and broke a couple of ribs, the CT scans that they did to assess the damage to her ribs revealed these growths in mm-hmm. her lung. They revealed them to be so small that they could take care of this surgically. Now,
right.
It just so happens that my mother also developed lung cancer in 2000. And the year 2000, and she had a routine screening chest x-ray because she was a smoker for all of her life,
mm-hmm.
really. And they discovered a tumor in the upper lobe of her lung that was the size of a dime. It was exactly in the center of that lobe. They did surgery a month ago. It had not, like Justice Ginsburg, it had not yet spread to the lymph nodes within that lobe of the lung,
mm-hmm.
which means that it was very contained. They removed the entire lobe, cured, never to return.
Good.
So although Justice Ginsburg does have an unfortunate history with cancer, which she's amazingly gotten past pancreatic cancer and colon cancer, and lung cancer is very scary. Lung cancer usually kills people because it is a slow-growing cancer in a part of your body where you have no nerve endings,
mm-hmm.
and until it intrudes on your airway or causes symptoms, it can grow and grow and grow until it's way too late to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that they say that she will be back in court in the first weeks of January, if not the first day of when they resume. But I think she'll recover well. And she's so physically active and so concerned with taking care of her her strength. For
mm-hmm.
someone very small, it can be very challenging. But I feel really good about her chances, and I think she'll do great. So don't offer to donate your lungs, people. I think she's going to be okay.
Good.
So I'm declaring that's not going to be a thing.
Okay, all right. Jim Mattis stepping down?
Mattis stepping down is an enormous thing.
Okay.
It's an absolutely great, big, gigantic, unprecedented in history thing. Cabinet secretaries have resigned in protest, but not a Secretary of Defense. I think it's a terrible sign when the Secretary of Defense lays out a document and says, I believe in international coalitions and being respectful of our partners and our allies. And, you know, America is, you know, great for what it can do around the world. And I respect our military and all this. And since we don't share these values, you know, it's best that I resign.
Yeah.
I just think that was I have said all along that we will know things are taking a very big turn when someone important in the administration not only resigns, but resigns and effectively walks out to the microphones and says, this guy's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did.
That is what he did.
He did so
yeah.
in a formal and respectful way, but that's exactly what he did.
I'm surprised. This is kind of a rare thing that really surprises me, but the way in which the debate has shifted in terms of internationalism versus isolationism and willingness to use the military versus not, because the one thing that Trump does have going for him is a and it's part of his whole America First mentality, which has obviously its own issues, but it's a skepticism about all of these military adventures that right. we've been getting into for the last close to two decades now. Right. And so I hear, oh, he wants to pull the troops out of Afghanistan. He wants to pull the troops out of Syria. And my initial gut reaction is, great.
Yeah,
we
me
should
too.
Have done that 15 years ago. We should have never right. put them in the first place. The problem is you've got to do that right, right? You've got to do
yes.
it in a way that doesn't leave a huge mess. You've got to do it in a way that doesn't completely abandon or not even abandon, but flip the bird to all of our
exactly.
allies and all of our alliances and coalitions that we've spent so much time forging. And ideally, you do it in a way that doesn't leave Russia in charge of the whole world. And
yeah.
those are the three things that he's not doing, and that's the problem.
Yeah, and that's very, very conspicuous mm-hmm. that, is, you know, Putin holds this press conference with the day before yesterday, I guess,
yeah.
or yesterday even, and says, you know, I support President Trump's decision to expeditiously pull out of Syria. By the way, you know, but, you know, they've been talking about getting out of Afghanistan for 17
mm-hmm.
years, and they're still there. And then, you know, within hours, here's an announcement with no groundwork.
Yeah.
Nobody else involved in the process. There's no process. And
no,
he
there
says,
is a
oh,
process.
We're
Putin
taking,
tells him to do it, and he
Putin
does it.
Tells
That's
him
the
to
process.
Do it, and he does it, right.
Yeah.
So these things are dangerous, and I just think it's time for the Republicans on the Hill and in the cabinet to grow up and say, you know, we need to use our process, but we need to remove this guy from the office because, you know, this is not how it works.
Do you think they are? Because one of the things that has happened in the last couple of days ever since he made that announcement has been an increasing number of Republicans have been increasingly willing to make increasingly strong statements against the president and the policies he's announcing. And what we've heard in the last 48 hours has not been the, oh, yes, that was a very unfortunate thing that he said and the way that he phrased it.
I don't agree with how he expresses
right.
himself. But,
the last 48
yeah.
hours, the statements have felt more substantive. I don't know if they're going to turn into substance, but they felt more
I
substantive.
I think that's right. And I think that the thing to watch for today is whether and how he buckles on this issue of the continuing resolution to keep the government open until January. Or at least January, and maybe to February. Now,
oh, I don't know if he will.
Now, it looked like all of that is going to fall. It looks right now, as we're speaking live, it looks like all of that's headed right for the ditch.
Yes.
The House bill that passed yesterday is not going to pass in the Senate.
And I think they're doing the cloture vote right now, and it's not.
They probably have moved on to the cloture vote now.
I think
that the procedural vote that was going to lead to the cloture vote was held open because they had so many senators
that's what's going on
from
right
Western
now.
States who
yes,
are not
yes,
back
yes.
here yet.
Yep, you're right.
But it'll be, you know, it'll be this afternoon. And the cloture vote is where it may likely be where it dies. But, you know, let's say that they get on to the actual vote.
Mm-hmm.
It would die there. So let's see if the Republicans in the Senate can persuade those in the House to go ahead and pass a clean CR and do it with so many votes that they can override a veto. That's when we will know that the Congress is back to trying to reestablish itself
yes.
as an Article I branch of government.
Yeah.
Because, you know, otherwise there's going to be a shutdown. Trump can say whatever he wants. It's
mm-hmm.
He's going to be blamed for it because it's his fault,
right.
after all. And I think that for many of them, they've had enough of this.
Yeah.
Of sitting on the edge of your seat that you worked very hard to earn, waiting for the next tweet to tell you what to do.
It's a real difficult thing because I think you're right. That's the way that this shutdown is going to get resolved the quickest, because I don't think Trump is going to cave in the next 48 hours, although who even knows at this point.
Yeah.
Because I think that this taking a hard stance on the wall is tailor-made to play to his base, right?
Yes.
And Trump is all about saying and if necessary, doing, mostly saying, but sometimes doing, whatever is necessary in order to secure the love of his base.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the Republican Party now. So all of the all of the Republicans in the House and the Senate are, again, caught between the rock and the hard place of they know what the right thing is to do, and they also know what the political consequences might be on them if they do it. So that's that's a tough thing.
He doesn't want a deal.
No.
You know, if he wanted a deal, he'd have a deal.
He had a deal that he gave up on.
He wants the fight.
Yeah,
he wants the fight because he thinks that making this show of force I'm going to get this
puffing out your
wall,
chest and talking big equals strength.
Yeah,
right.
Equals strength.
Yeah.
And I don't like living in a world where the president listens more to Laura Ingraham and Ann Coulter than James Mattis, but that's where we are. And, what will he do next that they tell him to do? Oh, my.
Yeah. We'll see.
But I do have some good news.
Okay.
Today is the winter solstice. It's the shortest day of the year.
Yes.
That means that every day from this day until 6 months from now, it gets a little brighter every day. So keep the faith, everybody. It's going to be okay.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Damon Sayles. Now, if that doesn't
that's also good
if
news.
That doesn't make you feel better, then I can't help you. Because he's a very upbeat person. We talked about snow removal and light rail and buses and great stuff.
Sounds good.
It is.
1 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Sunday, 4 a.m. on Saturday morning if you're up that late. And check out the archive online, weekendwatercooler.com.
That's right.
It's now the website.
That's right.
Go
it's my
there
little
and
Christmas
get that as
present
well.
To all of Chapel Hill.
Gene Bolduc, thank you so much.
Thank you.